Ozdog, this is reiterating on Peter Bianchi. Peter, P-E-T-E-R, Bianchi, B, B as in boy, B-I-A-N-C-H-I, Bianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I, Bianchi. Date of birth is 1/2/1940. Date of visit is 10/28/24. Please make copy for Natalie Ingerski. Ingerski. Natalie, Natalie. Natalie Ingerski. Next, Natalie Ingerski, APRN. Next paragraph. Dear Natalie, thank you for sending Peter Bianchi for pulmonary evaluation. Next, chest present illness. This is a 84-year-old male who has a prior history of obstructive sleep apnea documented on a previous polysomnogram more than 4 years ago. Was on a CPAP mask, which he used briefly and was unable to tolerate. Patient also tried using it with nasal pillows, but his sleep was quite disturbed, and he stopped using the CPAP mask. He has continued to have trouble sleeping at night, and wakes up frequently, and has had nasal congestion and post-nasal drip. But denied significant weight gain. He denies daytime sleepiness and has no headaches. There is a past history for hypertension as well as diabetes mellitus. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of a cholecystectomy and history for hernia repair from the right groin. Also has been treated for coronary artery disease and had a coronary artery stent times one. The patient had cataract surgery, and he has a history of hypertension for more than 10 years, as well as diabetes mellitus type 2. Next paragraph, allergies. Oh, can you also mention in the past history? Past history also includes hyperlipidemia and hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, allergies, no drug allergies. Next, habits. The patient denies smoking. Drinks wine daily. He worked as a police officer till retirement. Next paragraph, med list included hydralazine 10 milligrams BID, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 137 micrograms daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams daily, and chlorthalidone 25 milligrams daily. Ozempic injection 0.5 milligram weekly. Next paragraph, I'm sorry, next paragraph, family history. Mother died of a heart attack, father died of a stroke. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has no fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision, but had cataracts. He has no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleed. Denies urinary frequency. I'm sorry, he does have urinary frequency, no flank pain. He has no hay fever. And he denies cough, wheezing, or shortness of breath, but has apnea. He denies abdominal pains, heartburn, no diarrhea, or constipation. He has no chest pain, or jaw pain, or calf muscle pain, no palpitations, but has leg swelling. He has no anxiety, no depression. He has insomnia, and he has easy bruising. Denies joint pain, some muscle stiffness. He has no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. And no skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly male. Alert and no acute distress, no pallor cyanosis, and no clubbing, peripheral edema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/80, pulse is 52, respirations 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 167, saturation 96. HEND is non-cephalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, nasal mucous edematous, he has no inflammation. Next, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields are clear, no wheezes or crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no calf tenderness. Can you mention, extremities will mild edema and no lesion, no calf tenderness. Reflexes are brisk with no gross motor deficits. Cranial is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Obstructive sleep apnea. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus type 2. And next, number four is hypothyroidism. Next plan, the patient has been advised to get a home sleep study to see if we can document any significant sleep apnea. He also was advised to lose weight and do regular exercise. And if he has significant sleep apnea and is unable to tolerate mask, he will be referred to get a Inspire lead for treatment of sleep apnea. A follow-up is arranged in 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Natalie Ingerski, Ingerski, Natalie. Thank you. Let's talk to Susan.